Mesachus Kriyas Paragalef Mishnah Dalet Elam Mavios Veino Nechah. The following women bring a korban a chatas oof and a olas oof, but the chatas oof is not eaten since it's brought meat suffet. Hamapeles Veino Dua Mai Pila. A woman that miscarries and she doesn't know what it is that she miscarries. She doesn't know if it has the form of a person, and in such a case she would be chayav to bring a korban, or it has the form of dogim chagavim, and she would be patur from bringing a korban. So therefore, she goes ahead and brings her korban, which is an olas oof and a chatas oof. The olas oof she brings al tnai, she makes a condition when she brings it that if she's chayav to bring an olas oof, then the olas oof should be for her chiyav, and if she's not chayav to bring an olas oof, then it should be an olas nedavah, an olas you can bring for a nedavah. And the chatas oof she cannot make a tie with, and the chatas oof cannot be brought as a nedavah. A person can't just bring a chatas, you have to be chayav to bring the chatas. So therefore, the chatas oof is brought, but it's not eaten. As it could be brought, since the only thing that's put on the mizbech is the dam. No part of the chatas oof is nikrav on the mizbech. It's entirely eaten by the kohanim. So therefore, even though a chatas behema cannot be brought mesafik, a chatas oof could be brought mesafik, but the kohanim cannot eat the chatas oof. It has to be brought. The reason being, that since malika is done to an oof that's brought as a korban, and if she wasn't mechuyev to bring this chatas oof, then it would be chulin. And Malika does not master Chulin to be eaten by Chulin. You need to do Shechita. So therefore, Mesafik, the Kohanim cannot eat the Chatas Oof. So therefore, the Dam is Nizrak of the Mizbeach, and the Chatas Oof would be burnt. The same thing Achas Mimim Tuor, Rachas Mimim Chul. The same thing would be true. The two women were together, and they both miscarried at the same time. One miscarried a Min Tuor. She did not miscarry a blood that looked like an Adar. Therefore, she departed from bringing a corpse. And the other miscarried a min chiyah. She miscarried a blood that did have a tsuras adam. In such a case, if they're mesufas, they don't know which one of them miscarried the min tur and which one miscarried the min chiyah. They would both have to bring an olas oof and a chatas oof mesufik. By the olas oof, they would make a tnat. And by the chatas oof, since they cannot make a tnat, by a chatas oof, since it cannot be brought to nedava, it would be nikrav, and it would not be eaten by the corner. Amar Rabbi Yosi Emesan. Rabbi Yossi said, when is it that two women and miscarry, they don't know which one of them is the one that's mechuyev to bring a korban, that they both have to bring a chatas oof mesafek, and the chatas oof is not eaten since it's brought mesafek? That's only true b'zman shehalchu zula mizra v'zula ma'ariv. When they both go their own way after they miscarry, one goes to the east and one goes to the west, they're not together when they bring the korban, so therefore each one of them has to bring a separate chatas oof. Avum hayushtam omdos ka'achas mevias korban v'nach. But if both of them stay together in such a case, only one chatas oof has to be brought, and that chatas oof could be eaten by the kohanim. As they would bring the chatas oof together, one chatas oof, they would make a tnai. They would say, if I'm the one that's mechuyev to bring the chatas oof, then I'm the one that miscarried the tsuras adam, so the chatas oof should be for me. And if you're the one that miscarried the tsuras adam, you're the one that's mechuyev to bring the chatas oof should be for you. In such a case, since the chatas oof has brought me tnai, that's not considered a chatas oof that's brought me suffering, since one of them for sure is mechuyev to bring it, so therefore that chatas oof would be eaten by the kohanim. Mesachus Kriyas Paragalef Mishnah Hey Elu She'enan Mevias. The following women that miscarry do not have to bring a korban at all. They're not considered a yoledet. Hamapeles Shvir Male Mayim Male Dam Male Gnina. A woman that miscarries a tube full of water, or full of dog, or full of worms. In such a case, this is not considered a birth at all, and therefore she does not have to bring a korban. Hamapelet kimindagim v'chagavim shkatzim uramasa. A woman that miscarries something that looks like fish, grasshopper, or shkatzim uramasa, that's not considered a birth, and she doesn't have to bring a korban. Even according to Rav Meir, who we had a mission of Gimel, that holds that a woman that miscarries something that looks like a behemoth, chaya, v'op, it's chaya to bring a korban, he admits in this case that you're not chayav to bring a korban. The reason being that the reason why in Isha Mapelas Kamin Behema Chayav Oop is chayav to bring a korban according to Rabbi Meir is because when the Torah discusses the Sheshet Mibereshit, the Torah uses the Lashon Yitzira creation by Behema Chayav Oop. So therefore, since the Lashon Yitzira is used both by an Adam and by Behema Chayav Oop, so therefore, it's just Mapelas Kamin Behema Chayav Oop, that's similar to be Mapelas and Adam, and should Mechuyev to bring a korban. But by Chagav and Shkatzim and Ramasim and Dog, and the Torah did not use the Lashon Yetzirah, so therefore, even according to Rabbi Meir, she would not have to bring a korban. Hamapeles Yomar Bar, a woman that miscarried within 40 days of conception, in such a case, she doesn't have to bring a korban. as it's not considered a vlad until after 40 days of conception. And so too a yotzei dofen, a woman that gives birth to a healthy child, but she did not give birth in the normal fashion, she gave birth through a cesarean section, she's not mechuyev to bring a korban, as a chiyuv korban is only if she gave birth in the natural way. Rabbi Shimon mechayev b'yotzei dofen, Rabbi Shimon argues, he holds that a woman who gives birth through a cesarean section is mechuyev to bring a korban.